Welcome to the deep dive. Get ready to look at real estate a little differently today. We're stepping beyond, the usual curb appeal and the just listed signs. We're exploring a world of opportunities often hidden right under our noses. What if a really big chunk of potential real estate deals actually happens before anything even hits the public market? That's the big question our sources are making us ask today. We've really dug into a bunch of material all about this platform. It's called iciworld.com. They describe it as a global real estate networking service.
Exactly. And our mission here really is to figure out what makes this platform tick, how it fits in or maybe doesn't fit in with the traditional tools like MLS, and crucially, what kinds of connections, what opportunities does it actually uncover? For the pros, sure, but also maybe for you listening if you're looking to buy or sell something.
Okay, right. Let's unpack this then. One of the first things that really jumped out from the sources was this claim. Something like over $1 billion in sales. Started just from networking info through this service before any formal listing was even signed. I mean, think about that. Deals starting just by connecting people.
It's a pretty striking idea, isn't it? And it gets right to the heart of how they position iciworld. They call it an information listing service, an ILS. And they're quite clear. It's not about replacing the traditional multiple listing service, the MLS. That's vital for signed listings, when a broker is formally hired. But iciworld, according to the sources, steps in for basically, well, everything.
Everything else. Sounds like a lot. What falls under everything else?
Yeah, it's broad. It means things like exclusive opportunities, properties where maybe the owner's thinking about selling but isn't quite ready to list publicly, confidential deals too, even businesses that are for sale along with the property. The key thing is connecting what they call haves, so properties, businesses, spaces for sale or lease with wants. That's the specific criteria buyers or tenants are actively looking for.
And the sheer scale
yeah.
of these haves and wants they mention.
Yeah.
It's huge. Nearly $10 billion in active wants and close to $3 billion in haves posted recently, like in the last 90 days. That billion-dollar figure you mentioned about sales starting before a listing, wow, that really highlights this sort of less visible layer of the market. So, okay, here's where it gets really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
How does just posting a have or a want actually lead to a connection? What's the mechanism?
Well, it's fundamentally built around a searchable database, a big one. Real estate pros, and in one area, the public too can put the details of their opportunity, their have, or their criteria, their want, into this system. Then when someone else searches, maybe looking for a specific kind of property, or they have a client hunting for something unique, they can find those matching haves or wants from anywhere, really. It's about making that info visible, connectable.
And they seem really focused on speed. They even talk about a 3-second test for finding info.
Yeah, they do. The idea is visit the site or the app, click search, fill out a quick form, and bang, you see potential matches. And then you can get the contact info, assuming you have the right access level. They've definitely worked on making it quick to find leads, mobile apps, website shortcuts, all that.
Okay, access levels. You mentioned different areas. Tell me about these databases.
Right. There are two main ones described. Database one is mostly for the licensed pros, commercial and residential brokers, salespeople. They can list their traditional properties there, sure, but crucially, they can also network those unlisted or confidential opportunities. Members get full contact details. The public can search in database one, but only the active stuff, postings less than 90 days old.
Got it. Pros get the full picture, public gets a peek at recent listings. What about database two?
Database 2 is what they call the FSBO area for sale by owner, but it's really broader. It's a space for the public, anyone, to post their haves and wants for free. Commercial, residential, doesn't matter. Now, anyone can search Database 2 and see the subject lines, get a sense of what's there. But, and this is key, according to the sources, only the licensed members of iciworld can actually see the contact information for those public posts.
Ah, okay. So the public can broadcast their need or their property, but the actual follow-up is channeled through a professional member. That makes sense. It keeps it as a networking tool for professionals, not just another classified site. It really sounds like it's less about just browsing listings and more about information flow, like knowing who wants what or who might sell.
Precisely. You've hit it. The sources give this example. Say a broker has a client, and this client is actively looking for a medical building in a specific town. The broker can put that want onto iciworld. Now, maybe that broker knows an owner of a suitable building, or maybe they connect with another broker who does. They can then approach that owner and say, hey, I have a serious buyer. Would you even consider selling, even if it's not listed anywhere? That whole chain, identifying the need, finding a potential match, initiating contact, can happen because the information was shared on the platform.
That focus on the wants seems really powerful strategically. You're not just waiting for listings to pop up.
Exactly. You're starting with a motivated buyer. The sources stress that brokers posting wants often represent buyers who are ready to go, qualified. Knowing those specific needs lets professionals be proactive. They can actively hunt for matching haves, maybe properties they already know about, or they can use the network to find them. It can lead straight to showings, deals, potentially much faster.
Okay, something else caught my eye in the materials. They talk about the value of older information. Listings or messages from years ago. Why keep that stuff? Isn't real estate always about the latest thing?
You'd think so, right? But the logic they present is that this older info is actually gold for prospecting and networking. They use this example of a doctor who'd been looking for medical buildings since, like, 2015. His want was still in the system. A broker connected with him years later, in 2022, found him through that old message. The doctor ended up buying two buildings and apparently is still looking for more. They even mention a study suggesting half their deals originated from connections made via these older messages. It shows who's consistently active in certain niches. Great for long-term networking.
Wow. Okay, so it's not stale data. It's a history of interest.
Mm-hmm.
It shows persistence matters, relationships built over time. That's actually quite insightful. All right, let's pivot a bit. What about the benefits specifically for the real estate professionals using this? Lead generation must be a big part of it.
Oh, absolutely. And one feature they really highlight is something called IDX links. Basically, it lets brokers and salespeople display the global haves and wants from the main ICI World database directly on their own website. The sources describe this as turning a passive website into a proactive and profitable opportunity hub, which is quite a claim. But the clever part is if someone visits, say, your broker website and clicks on one of those ICI World opportunities displayed there, the lead notification goes directly to you, the broker whose site it is, not back to ICI World Central or anything.
Ah, I see. So it leverages the global network, but funnels the resulting leads directly to the individual agent site where the click happened.
Yeah.
That's smart. It makes their own website way more valuable. What other upsides for pros did the sources mention?
Well, they talk quite a bit about referral fees. Potential for significant amounts, they throw out numbers like $5,000 to $50,000, even more sometimes. It's also positioned as a way for, say, residential agents to dip their toes into commercial real estate. They can partner up with experienced commercial brokers they find on the network, split commissions, and learn the ropes. And even agents who are maybe part-time, semi-retired, they can still leverage the network to find leads, make referrals, and generate income.
Right. And we talked about the public being able to post and search for free in that one area. What else should someone who isn't a licensed pro take away from this?
Well, the free posting and searching in Database 2 is definitely key for the public. But another point the sources really emphasize, especially since licensed members facilitate the connections with public posts, is public protection. Licensed professionals operate under specific rules, ethical standards, consumer protection laws. That adds a layer of security you might not get just dealing directly public to public on, say, social media or some other FSBO sites.
That's a really important distinction, that safety net provided by the licensed intermediary.
Yeah.
Okay, and the business model. How does ICI World itself make money?
It's presented as a pretty straightforward subscription service for the members, the professionals using Database 1 and accessing Database 2 contacts. They mention costs like $50 a month or maybe $480 for a year. The pitch is basically that one deal found through the service could easily cover that cost for years, maybe even a lifetime. And they also point out it's designed to be clean, no ads popping up, no selling data in that way. It's focused on the service itself.
Seems reasonable. A value proposition based on deal flow, not ads.
Yeah.
Did the sources give any historical background? Where did this come from?
Yeah, a little bit. Apparently, it started way back in 1994, so pretty early days for online real estate networking. The founder, Gary Nuska, has a long background in real estate himself. And part of the inspiration, interestingly, came from Bill Gates' book, Business at the Speed of Thought.
Hmm.
That idea of using technology to just connect people and opportunities much, much faster.
1994, wow. That's practically ancient history in internet terms.
Okay, so they post this information. How widely does it actually get seen? Where does it go?
According to the material, it gets pretty broad distribution. They mention visibility in over 185 countries, millions of potential views through the main website, the mobile apps. There are daily and weekly email digests that go out to subscribers. And then there are those thousands of individual broker websites using the IDX links, displaying the haves and wants. Plus, they promote it on social media. So the idea is your information doesn't just sit there. It's actively pushed out through multiple channels. And really, to kind of tie it all together, the central message that comes through from all the source material is this idea of complementarity. ICI World isn't positioned as an MLS killer. Not at all. It's presented as working alongside MLS. They give this example. A shopping center was listed on the traditional board, got maybe 4 calls. Put on ICI World, it apparently generated 32 calls. The argument's pretty direct. If you're only using one system, you're probably missing opportunities available through the other. You need both for maximum reach. All right, so it's not either. It's potentially both hand. It sounds like an invitation, really. An invitation for professionals to join this global network, share information, maybe even for organizations to integrate it. Okay, so wrapping this up, the big takeaway seems to be that ICI World is this unique platform centered on networking real estate information, especially the off-market stuff, the haves people might sell, and the specific wants buyers are looking for. It's aiming to create a space for opportunities that just don't show up in the usual places, complementing the traditional tools we all know.
Yeah, that's the core argument. By focusing on networking that information and connecting the right people, professionals, and the public deals can definitely materialize, even if they never start with a formal public listing.
So here's something to think about. Based just on what we've discussed from the sources, what does this all really mean for you? The material suggests a potentially huge percentage. They throw out numbers like maybe 75% of real estate and business opportunities might actually exist outside the main real estate boards you usually look at. Just consider that for a second. If that's even partly true, what potential deals, what connections, what possibilities might you be missing, whether you're a pro or just someone interested in property, if you're not tapping into these, let's call them, less visible information networks? Or, like the sources put it, could your own website, if you're a broker, go from being just sort of dot there to becoming this active hub pulling in opportunities from all over just by plugging into this flow of previously harder to find information? Makes you wonder, doesn't it?